From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama will use his State of the Union speech tonight to renew his call to raise the minimum wage. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama says the federal government should set an example with its own lowest paid contractors.
The minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009. President Obama wants to boost that over time to $10.10 an hour. That would be enough to lift a full-time worker with a family of four out of poverty. Obama made a similar appeal in last year's State of the Union address, but so far Congress has not acted on the idea. Even as he waits for legislative action, the president will issue an executive order requiring federal contractors to pay at least $10.10 an hour for all future service contracts. That could eventually cover hundreds of thousands of workers providing services such as laundry and dishwashing on U.S. military bases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Air Force is confirming a sharp increase in the number of nuclear missile launch officers implicated in a cheating scandal, which was first reported by the Associated Press. NPR's Tom Bowman says 34 officers were identified in recent weeks, but that number has since doubled.
The cheating scandal is centered at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, home to the 341st missile wing that oversees Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles. Officials say the investigation is continuing into officers who cheated on proficiency exams. Last week, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announced two reviews of the strategic nuclear mission and vowed to resolve any problems in the ranks. A Pentagon official said all those implicated had been removed from their jobs and that others at the base would have to pick up more shifts. Besides cheating, Air Force officials have uncovered drug use involving 11 other officers at Malmstrom and several more bases. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Snow plows don't get out in the South much, but in a vast swath of area unaccustomed to winter, they're seeing some action tonight. Some of the same icy weather that's been hitting the East and Midwest, now reaching as far south as Georgia, South Carolina, and Mississippi. Robert Bentley's the governor of Alabama.
We are aware of the severity of this winter storm. We're using every state resource that is necessary to assist in this need.
Snow has been falling in Jackson, Mississippi, and Atlanta as well. And Atlanta traveler Richard Sherrade says he doesn't blame the airlines for canceling some flights.
I think they're using the right amount of caution. I think having everybody at the airport and then canceling the flights is certainly a lot worse than preemptively canceling perhaps a few more than they had to.
As many as 50 million people could be affected by the wintry weather. Unemployment continues to edge lower in states across the country. That's according to the Labor Department, which says that unemployment rates fell in four-fifths of U.S. states last month, even though jobs were added in just 30 states. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 90 points to close at 15,928. The Nasdaq gained 14 points. This is NPR. President Obama among those paying tribute today to folk music legend Pete Seeger. The president saying that Seeger, who died this week, reminded us where we come from and showed us where we need to go. A champion of worker and civil rights, Seeger was barred from network TV because of his politics for a period in the 60s. Singer Joan Baez, who along with others helped overturn that ban, says Pete Seeger was a huge influence on her.
Pete was blacklisted for many years. But, you know, if you're going to make social change at some point, you're going to have to take a risk. And that's what he was. He was a risk taker, and he was willing to make sacrifices, which probably to him were not even sacrifices.
Seeger's body of work spanned more than five decades and included such songs as If I Had a Hammer, Turn, 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 and Where Have All the Flowers Gone. Pete Seeger was 94 years old. The ride-sharing company Uber has been hit with a wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of a six-year-old girl. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the girl was killed in a San Francisco crosswalk.
Six-year-old Sophia Liu was crossing a street with her family when she was struck by Syed Muzaffar on New Year's Eve. Initially, Uber said that Muzaffar was not providing services on the Uber system during the time of the incident. But the lawsuit alleges that Muzaffar was distracted by the phone-based interface that drivers use to pick up passengers, and that led to Liu's death. The lawsuit also alleges that the Uber app violates the California law that seeks to reduce distracted drivers. The driver faces criminal charges of vehicular manslaughter. The company has not commented on the lawsuit. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Crude oil futures closed higher today. The price of oil up $1.69 a barrel to $97.41 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.